Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life. Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Eric Gallagher, and I'm excited to share with you today's reflection. Now, before we get into the reflection, I'd like to invite you to subscribe to this podcast through iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Please also share our podcast with others who you think might benefit from it. Finally, if you're able, consider becoming a Come Follow Me patron, where you'll give us the opportunity to continually grow our efforts in assisting others on the journey of discipleship, as well as gain access to patron-only perks. Learn more at comefollow.me/support. I want to start today's reflection by focusing on the last line from the reading that we get at Mass from 2 Timothy. Today it says, "But bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God." Should bear your share of hardship for the gospel. When I read this, I immediately thought of a funeral I attended recently of a young man by the name of Bailey. Bailey was 24 years old, on his way back as a focus missionary to serve in Tennessee. Bailey was someone from the town that I live in. I know his family. His family is very active in the church. They're a devout Catholic family, and Bailey was just a rock star, joyful man of faith that so many knew and loved. This funeral was packed full, and it was the first, to my understanding, he's the first active missionary for Focus that died while in active service. It was a very unfortunate passing, and Bailey will be missed, of course, by many. But the moment that's come to my mind, and it wasn't just at this funeral, but when that funeral starts and you see the family walk in, especially when you see the mom or the spouse or whoever was kind of the closest one, whose heart was closest to the one who died, there's this powerful moment where you can just look around the church. And this is really at any funeral, when you have to look at someone who has such a burden, we are wired to share in that burden. And I'm not someone who gets teary-eyed or anything, but in a funeral, I can't help but find myself sharing in the burden. My heart just sinks. And you look around and you know you're not the only one. But there's this beautiful moment in the funeral where we get to share in that burden. Now we look at the Gospel of Mark, and this gospel passage is, at first I was trying to figure out how to connect them or what it meant, but it focuses on family and what it means to be Jesus's brother or sister. So I'm going to read the Gospel of Mark. This is chapter 3. It says, "The mother of Jesus and his brothers arrived at the house. Standing outside, they sent word to Jesus and called him. A crowd seated around him told him, 'Your mother and your brothers and your sisters are outside asking for you.' But he said to them in reply, 'Who are my mother and my brothers?' And looking around at those seated in the circle, he said, 'Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother.'" We have this desire to be in the family of God, to share in the life, the community, the joys and the struggles and the burdens with God. And our invitation today is to recognize that our call to Christianity, our call to be a follower of Jesus Christ, is more than just trying to find something that we can feel good about all the time, but it's to be with Jesus. And that comes with great joy and great peace and very beautiful, profound moments and things. And one day in heaven, we will have that for all of eternity. But today, this passage from Timothy invites us to bear the share of the hardship of the gospel, to take some time to reflect on what it means to enter into the life of Christ and the hardship of Christ and what he endured. Because we're called not just to be with Christ in those good things, but we're called to be with him in the burden and the hardship as well. I was able to do that. I wasn't even really just able to do that. I was wired, and I couldn't help myself but do that when I entered into that life at Bailey's funeral. And when we place ourselves at Jesus' feet, when we enter into the will of God, as it says in the Gospel of Mark, whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother. Me simply being present to be called in to the funeral mass of Bailey, I was drawn in and affected by God, invited to share the hardship of the gospel. And it was painful and beautiful at the same time. But I knew in that moment it was right where I needed to be. And this is really what distinguishes suffering and pain, kind of meaningless suffering and pain, versus holy, purgative, beautiful suffering and pain, is that we can experience pain and hardship, but when we do it with God, it comes with this peacefulness, which the apostles, St. Paul, who are hearing a lot from right now in the readings of the church, they knew that so well, and that's what kept them going. They were willing, and they knew full well their call to bear the share of hardship for the gospel. I pray that we can not close ourselves off to those opportunities. I pray that we would be very open to those opportunities when God invites us to be part of them. Because when we do it together, we become a family in Christ, and we become the mother, the brother, and sister of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for this day, for this memorial of Saints Timothy and Titus. We thank you for the witness of the saints and bearing hardship, bearing a share of the hardship of you. Help us, Lord, today to be open to those hardships, to not turn away from them, but to embrace them and receive your invitation. Lord, we pray today also that we might be open to listening to other people's hardships, to being attentive to other people's hardships. We pray that you would give us a patience and a kindness and an understanding towards people throughout this day, that we might suffer and enter into the share of their hardship. Amen. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's sushipe.co. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.